pond means which is a small hole where the water stays. It's a not a positive word. It is a negative or neutral word. But kund means
reservoir.
So we call it sarovar. In Hindi we call sarovar or kund. So this is look-looky kund. Look-looky. This is Hindi-English mixed word. Look means to see. And in English, it means a game which is called hide and seek. You know this game, hide and seek. So Krishna used to play with gopis this game, hide and seek. There are many trees. He used to hide himself behind some trees. Gopis were trying to find him out. And sometimes what's happening that they were not able to find Krishna. They will go in pond, they will stand in pond, then Krishna will very, very hidingly go into pond, into water. And then into water he will swim directly towards feet of Radharani, and inside water he will touch her feet, and Radharani gets scared. Who is it?
Grab her feet and pull her.
This is called look-looky game used to take place here. And this place where we have come is called Charan Pahari. Here Krishna played over flute, and when he plays over flute, everything starts behaving adverse to its nature. Krishna's flute is so potent that everything starts behaving adverse to its nature. Like which is stationary starts moving, and which is moving starts becomes stationary. All cows and deer and everyone, they became stationary coming near to Krishna. And river stops, moon stops, every moving thing stops.
Stone melts.
And stone which is hard, it becomes soft, it melts.
Water already fine.
And this is the place where stone melt, and Krishna's footprints is imprinted over here. Fleet over here. And gopis also forgot their nature, their dharma. What was their dharma? To stay at home and do services of their parents and husband and all. But they gave up that dharma and came running to Krishna. So this is also place like where Krishna played flute. Very isolated place as well as beautiful place. Good for roaming together with Radha and Krishna. And now we will go to one thing where Shubhanand Prabhu told very interestingly. First shlok of Bhagavatam, Janam Adi Yasya Yata. In this shlok, there is a line which says that Lord is, its potency is, Maya is so potent that to the material people, material people gets illusioned by this Maya in a way that which is water, it appears earth. Water appears like fire, and tejo vari mridam. Tejo vari mridam. Tej appears vari. Tej means heat. Heat appears water. How? If we see this, Mir Krishna, kya kehte hain? Mirage.
Mirage.
If we see mirage, in mirage, it's heat. Sun is showering its heat, but it appears as if some water is there. So tejo vari mridam. It is the nature of this material maya that it illusions materialistic mind. And the biggest illusion is that it thinks, this last sentence says, that man thinks this trisham. Trisham means material perishable world to be imperished. That it is never going to be perished. This is the great illusion which is given by Maya to conditioned soul. Now Shubhanand Prabhu was relating this shloka in Ras Tattva to Krishna. He was saying that when Krishna played over flute, then Tejo Vari Mridam, everything turned, changed its behavior. Tej, this means heat becomes Vari, cool. The sun heat and it become cool. And everything reverse its nature. So he is relating just when Maharaj says, Janam Adi Yasya Yata, external meaning is that from whom this creation is created. And internal meaning is from whom this Adi Ras, Parkiya Bhav is created. Similarly, the next sentence, which means that this material energy illusioned a person by its strength, that people consider material condition, soul consider this world to be immortal. But when this sentence is again interpreted into internal meaning, it says that Krishna is so potent that when he shows his internal potency by playing over flute, everything changes its nature. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Ye Panda wale ka aur nahi bataya.
Oh. Wahan kahenge. Chalo.
Bata do.
Thank you. Sindhu Pradesh, not at this place. He was devotee. He wanted to have a son. So he came this place. Nearby this place, he did sacrifice. After doing sacrifice, Lord became happy. He said, what do you want? I want children. Okay, I give you benediction to get numerous daughters. Not one, two, how many? Numerous daughters.
16,000.
He was having about 60,000 wives. And from that wives, he got 16,000 daughters. He said, oh, I was desirous of having a son. In Indian tradition, generally parents want to have a son. This is not... Eh? Pin?
Yeah. No, this was for the...
They want son because of two, three reasons. Number one, he was saying, it is said that son is called putra. Son can save them from going to hellish planet by some pindadan, he was mentioning. Secondly, he will inherit our property. And thirdly, he will carry over our dynasty. These three interesting point is that everyone wants here a son. King said, I wanted a son and you are giving me 16,000 daughters. He said, no problem. These daughters would be so much glorious daughters that you will get a big name from them. When these daughters, they grew up, they wanted to have a good husband. So they also came here and did perform some austerity. So once they were moving from here, Astavakra Rishi came. You know Astavakra? Astavakra is a Rishi, saintly person. He is twisted from eight points of the body. And if such person passes by you, in front of you, you will always laugh positively. His movements, his everything is like this. Twisted, yeah. Yeah. Vakra means circle. Vakra means, this is straight and this is vakra, crooked, curved. Vakra means curved. So we can't, it's not crooked, it is curved. So we can call crooked also from eight sides. So his name is Astavakra. So they were laughing. So he became angry. He said, you are laughing at me. I am going to curse you that you will have a very bad fortune. They started weeping before him. No, we came here to do some sacrifice, something to get a good husband, and if we'll get cursed, we will be totally ruined. He said, okay, now you are requesting me, you are pleasing me now. I give you benediction, you will be married to Vishnu. They were very happy. When they were happy, they were young. When a young girl gets a good expectation of getting married to a person like Vishnu, some proud feelings comes in her. So in that feelings, chattering with each other, they were laughing together. When they laughing, again Ashtavakra thought that they are laughing at me. So he cursed that after getting benediction, now you are again laughing at me. I curse you that once you will be robbed by robbers. They said, oh, earlier you said that we will get married to Vishnu. Now you say that we will be not robbed, absconded. You know what? Kidnapped or absconded? Kidnapped. You will be kidnapped by robbers. Low class people. They started weeping again. They said, Prabhu, Maharaj, we have committed a mistake. We were not laughing at you. We were just chattering and laughing. Okay. Then I give you benediction and tell you internally that robber will be also Lord Vishnu himself. Those persons who will come as robber and kidnap you, those persons will be also expansion of Vishnu. So these were the girls who were married with Krishna. 16,000 girls, they were married with Krishna. When Krishna left this abode, went to his abode, and Arjun was taking them back. At that time, some Bhil came. You know Bhil? Bhil is a low-class tribe. They came and they fought with Arjuna. And at that time, Arjun even could not use his Gandiv bow. He could not use it. He said, this Gandiv bow was used by me because of Krishna only. It's my false pride that I was using it. And so these girls were kidnapped by Krishna himself, because those Bhils were nothing but Krishna's himself. Because they were daughters of Vimal king, and they did austerity here, that king Vimal also did austerity here, so it is called Vimala Kund, very pious Kund. Also, last year it was told to us by Maharaj and Shubhanand Prabhu also, that this place is where Yashoda Ma's mother live, mother and father lives. And Yashoda's father also performed some austerity, because he had many daughters. Only this daughter, Yashoda, she did not have any child. So he also performed some austerity, and in turn, Yashoda got a very beautiful child. So Yashoda used to come here nearby with Krishna when Krishna used to be very young. So in Hindi it is called Krishna's Nanihal, grandfather and grandmother, where from mother side. Maternal grandfather and grandmother is called Nana Nani. In Hindi they are called Nana Nani. So wherever grandfather and grandmother, Nana Nani lives, that is called Nanihal. And this was the place, Kamivar, not exactly Vimla Kund, where Krishna met Radha Rani when they were too young. It's not mentioned this time by Shubhanand Prabhu, but last year there was a person, he sung a song by Surdas. And that song was एक्सचेंज ऑफ टॉक बिटवीन राधा कृष्णा. राधा जी मे बी 4 or 5 ईयर्स ओल्ड एंड कृष्णा ऑल्सो नियरली द सेम एज. वेन ही सॉ राधा रानी फर्स्ट टाइम ही वेंट टू हर. ओ यू आर सो ब्यूटिफुल, आई हैव नेवर सीन यू, वाई डोंट यू कम एंड प्ले विद अस, वी प्ले हेयर इन इन विद सो मैनी फ्रेंड्स. शी सेड डोंट थिंक मी दैट आई एम एन ऑर्डिनरी गर्ल एंड विल प्ले इन स्ट्रीट्स लाइक यू. आई एम गर्ल ऑफ ऋषभानु, माई हाउस इज वेरी बिग, आई प्ले ओवर देयर, दैट इज वाई यू डोंट सी मी. ही सेड वुड यू लाइक टू मेक फ्रेंडशिप विद मी एंड यू डू यू नो हु एम आई, हाउ कैन आई नो हु आर यू, आई एम कृष्णा. ओ यू आर द सेम कृष्णा विच आई यूज टू हेयर, अ सन ऑफ नंद बाबा इज अ ग्रेट थीफ ऑफ दिस टाउन, आर यू द सेम. सो सच वॉज द फर्स्ट मीटिंग ऑफ राधा कृष्णा अकॉर्डिंग टू सूरदास. ही इज अ वेरी नाइस पोएट इन ब्रज एंड समवन सेज दैट ही इज द सेम एज बिल मंगल ठाकुर, बिल्वा मंगल. सो नाउ वी विल गो टू बसेस, बसेस विल टेक अस टू बस स्टैंड ऑफ कामेवन. शुभानंद प्रभु सेज वी मे स्टे देयर फॉर 5-10 मिनट्स. इफ एनी वन इज स्टिल फीलिंग हंगरी कैन परचेज सम फ्रूट और मेडिसन और एनीथिंग बिकॉज दैट इज टाउन, यू कैन हैव एनीथिंग यू लाइक. एंड फ्रॉम देयर वी विल गो टू कामेश्वर एंड फ्रॉम कामेश्वर वी विल गो बैक टू बरसाना.